We are not created in darkness by God. We were not created in darkness by God. Listen to this. This is gonna help you. Ha ha ha. First John. Go ahead and put up 1 John 5:6-7. 1 John. We were not created in darkness by God. See, God did not create you for darkness. He did not create you and me for darkness. Everything we do, we should have purpose behind what we're doing. You shouldn't come out this church just to come out, just to be coming out. You should be believing God for something. You ought to be speaking something. Tonight, the word of God is going to be taught. Tonight, I'm going to hear. I'm going to get some answer. Amen. Tonight, I will hear what God has to say to me, and my life shall be changed. I'll be better for coming than before I got here. That's why I'm bringing my Bible. That's why I got this piece of paper and pencil. I'm going to put something down. So when I hear it, I'm going to jot it down. I'm going back home. I'm going to investigate. I'm going to search it out. I'm going to search it out, and I'm going to find out really what it's saying, because I'm going to get it in my heart. When most people come out and wait for the preacher, and that's what's so deceiving, waiting for them to wane. It ain't saying nothing. And you come and leave just as ignorant as you came. But you feel good, though. People take the word of God and take it all out of its setting and not listen to the Holy Spirit and doing what some religious stuff tell them to do. Then when somebody come along with some truth, they think you crazy. Come on. But when you're walking in your divine health, when you're walking in prosperity, when you're walking in victory, hello, hello. All right, let me read this. Have you found it yet? This then is, listen what it says. This then is the message which we have heard of him. See, we need to tell what we heard of him. We don't need to be telling what some man said or somebody's opinion or some theory or some Pharisee said or some religious person said. We need to tell the message we heard from him. All right, what is the message that we heard from him? And declare unto you. We tell you the message we heard from him, and we declare this unto you, that God is darkness. And in him is no light at all. Oh, let's see. Let's see. Can we read that again? We are 1 John 1:5. Let's read it again. Verse 6 is up there now. Let's back up to verse 5. Verse 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5. See, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5. I said verse 5, 6, and 7. If I said it, I didn't mean it. All right, we're going to get on the same page here. Amen. All right. And this is the message which we heard from him. And this must be another translation. And announce unto you that God is darkness, and in him is no light at all. Oh. Oh, oh, okay, let's see. Let's try that again. Jesus. This is the message. This then is the message which we heard of him and declare unto you that God is what?
Life.
God is what?
Life.
And in him is?
No darkness at all.
Is what?
No
darkness at all. No darkness at all. All right. Then verse 6 says what? If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we are telling the truth. Oh, we're lying, aren't we? We are doing what? We are lying. My daddy had always had these words, you're lying between your teeth. I don't know. We lie and do not the truth. Because if you have been born again and brought in his kingdom and no darkness in him, you can't be walking in darkness and say you're with him. It's obvious. It's real obvious. You don't confuse light and darkness. You don't walk in a dark room and say, boy, it's so light up in here. You don't do that. No. If it's dark, you say, boy, it's dark up in here. Jordan said he want to get his toys out, the laundry room. He said, it's dark in there. That means he wants some light. But if we do what? But if we walk in the light as he is in the light. I want to read that again. But if we walk in the light as he's in the light. Why would God make a statement like that if we are walking the light as he's in the light if we couldn't walk in the light?